This past year has taught all of us a lot. Our lives changed, our professional responsibilities changed, our stress level went through the roof, emotions ran high, and honestly, some of this is still existing as we speak. Occupational therapy practitioners and students alike faced some of the most difficult times in their lives this past year. In my last interview episode, Allison Clohen and Allie Watkins shared their experiences going through level 2 fieldworks during a pandemic. And really, this conversation just got me thinking. So today, I wanted to take a couple minutes and share some of my thoughts about how we can embrace every experience as a learning opportunity, regardless if it goes according to plan. If you're interested in occupational therapy, this is the place for you. This show aims to explore our profession by sharing who we are and what we do. Because for us, occupational therapy is more than just a job. Hi, I'm Sarah Putt. I've been an occupational therapist since 2009, specializing in early intervention and also run my own private practice in this setting. Welcome to OT for Life. Life works in mysterious ways. Some things happen just as we plan for, and others end up being as opposite as they can be. But regardless of what happens, we can learn from each and every experience. Sometimes it might be hard to appreciate the learning in the moment, but with time, it's easier to look back and realize something that you can take away from each experience. For me, one of the big things that I have been opening up about recently is talking about my level 2 fieldwork experiences, as well as talking about my experiences as a student. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen a few of my posts where I talk about my experiences as a student as well as on fieldwork. And I have really dug down deep and shared some very vulnerable insight into what my experiences look like. I think going into occupational therapy school, I glamorized the process and assumed that it would be hard, but also assumed that maybe it wouldn't be that hard and that I'd be able to come out unscathed. But realistically, OT school for me was incredibly hard. It was one of the hardest things that I had ever done before and ever experienced in my life. I think a lot of the classes were much harder than I anticipated, especially when it was material that I was not familiar with, aka pretty much anything that was outside of pediatrics. I think it challenged me in ways that I was not expecting and not ready for. And I also think that it highlighted a lot of my own weaknesses or a lot of areas that I needed to focus some time and energy on in order to improve. And then level 2 fieldwork started. And both of my level 2 fieldwork experiences were really hard. I mean, so challenging for me, both physically, emotionally, mentally, just all around. Both of those experiences pushed me out of my comfort zone, pushed me in ways that I could have never foreseen coming, and really taught me a lot about being an OT practitioner, who I want to be as a practitioner, who I don't want to be as a practitioner, and really, it kind of led me to who I am today. Now, my level 2 fieldwork experiences were not during a pandemic, so there's a big difference between current students that are on fieldwork right now, maybe just completed fieldwork, or will be starting fieldwork shortly, but that doesn't mean that my experiences were any less challenging. I can only imagine having gone through what I went through, as well as having it be during a worldwide pandemic. Some of the things that I was challenged within my fieldwork experiences were really going out of my comfort zone for my first level 2 experience where I was working with adults. Now, up until that point, I had 2 level 1s. One was at a pediatric outpatient clinic. One was at a children's hospital. And then I also knew that my second level 2 was going to be at a school district. So, of course, if you've been listening to this show at all, you know that pediatrics is my jam. That's where I'm comfortable. That's the experience that I had going into OT school. That's what I've been doing for the 12 years plus since graduating. And that really is where my heart lies. But I knew that I needed to push myself for one of my level 2s and not do pediatrics. Now, I should back up actually for a second and explain that where I did my first level 2 was actually not where I was initially placed. I was placed initially at a skilled nursing facility, and I had attempted to reach out to the site and my fieldwork educator and got no response. And I had to reach out to my academic fieldwork coordinator and let them know. And like a few weeks went by and I had heard nothing from my site. And so finally, the academic fieldwork coordinator from my university had to reach out and see if she could figure out what was going on. And mind you, at this point, there were probably just a handful of weeks before I was supposed to start. And ultimately, it boiled down to that they had had a change in management, and a bunch of the therapists had either moved to different roles or they had left the company. And so my fieldwork educator was no longer there. And about 2 weeks before I was supposed to start, the placement was cut. So not only had I somewhat prepared, mentally prepared to go into a skilled nursing facility, then all of a sudden I had to find another site and then use what little time I had left to prepare to go to that site. While I am incredibly grateful for the opportunity that my new site allowed and that they were able to bring me on with such short notice, it was a very difficult experience for me because A, it was all adults, and B, I was put in various different practice settings. So I was doing all in one day. I could be doing inpatient acute, I could be doing outpatient neuro, and I was also doing outpatient hand therapy. And again, not having any experience with adults, this made it very hard for me to transition from one setting to the next setting to the next setting all within one day. And it was a lot. There was a lot of information to learn. There was a lot that I had to process and a lot that I just quite honestly had never seen before. So definitely my learning took me a little bit longer to kind of get comfortable and kind of like figure out the ropes of what I was doing because I just had never worked in a hospital before. I'd never worked with adults. Like it was a lot. Like that's really all I can say, that it was a lot. On top of the challenges because of the practice settings and working with adults, some of the other things that happened were that my fieldwork educators and me didn't really see eye to eye all the time. And maybe that's because of my lack of experience. I still don't know exactly what it was, but I know that there was a lot of kind of butting of heads in the beginning as I was trying to kind of figure out and really learn this setting. There was also, and I hate to bring this up, but there was a lot of inappropriate language directed at me. I was called fat. I was told within my first couple days of starting this placement that I did not have any clinical skills based solely on the fact of the school that I was coming from and the OT program that I was coming from. And I mean, that was so difficult for me to hear because here I am already feeling like a fish out of water, working in a practice setting that I didn't have experience with, one that I wasn't comfortable in, and one that I was already pushing myself out of my comfort zone in order to do in the first place. And then to hear that from somebody that I respected and somebody that I looked up to as an educator, it squashed me. And it was extremely hard to kind of come back from because I knew that I was constantly going to be judged from the program that I was coming from and not based on my own skills and how I would show up each day. In both of my level twos, I also faced judgment, or I was considered to be wrong if I didn't do things exactly like how my supervisor did them. And being a student, fresh out of school, and having all these new ideas, fun ideas, and coming up with, or at least trying to come up with, some ideas that are outside of the box, and then basically being put down if I didn't do things exactly how my supervisor was doing them. And I was also questioned for everything that I did, especially if it was something that my supervisors were really wondering why it was that I was doing what I was doing. I mean, and these are just a few of the things that I experienced during my level two fieldworks. And while it was super difficult during and after, and for many months after these experiences ended, over the years, I have been able to kind of look back, reflect, think about these experiences, and also think about what I've learned from them, what they meant to me at the time, and what they mean to me now. And while I wish that my experiences were not as difficult as they were, and that I didn't have to go through all of the things that I went through, I realize now, looking back, how much these experiences really shaped me into the practitioner that I am today. And I think it really has given me this lens to be able to relate to current students that are also struggling right now. I know plenty of students have amazing fieldwork experiences and just love everything that they get to do. But I also know that a lot of students struggle and struggle just like I struggled in fieldworks. And again, while I wish I didn't go through it and I wish that other students didn't have to go through it and struggle, I now know that what I went through, and by sharing my experience about what I went through, can help others that might be going through something just as hard or something that is maybe not exactly the same, but similar in nature where they're struggling as well. I also think that my years as a new grad and entering the profession, I also learned a lot. There were so many things that didn't go as planned or didn't end up exactly how I thought that they might end up. But again, I learned from each and every experience. And once again, it's led me to who I am today and the practitioner that I am today. And then lastly, this past year, I mean, like I said in the beginning of the episode, this past year has been so hard for all of us, for students, for pre-OT and OTA students, current OT and OTA students, as well as our new grads and our experienced practitioners. We have all been faced with so many different challenges and so many things that have pushed us out of our comfort zone and made us reflect in ways that I don't think any one of us could have expected. I know for me, over this past year, I had to figure out a lot. I had to figure out how to navigate this past year as a business owner and how to deal with the decreased referrals secondary to the pandemic, and also how to transition into teletherapy. Teletherapy was never anything that was on my radar. It was never anything that was a possibility to be funded for early intervention. And all of a sudden, within the matter of a day, we went from completely in-person to completely virtual. So not only did we have to figure out teletherapy platforms, how we're going to provide access to our families, getting our families on board, but we also had to figure out how to move our in-person practice to the virtual platform. And this meant making things within the business more virtual friendly. So previously, up until that point, all of our reports and files and all of that had been stored on a password protected flash drive, and that we could share our reports between me and my employee and students. So whenever we'd have a break, we were able to kind of get on and share the reports and share any information that we needed to. But all of a sudden, we weren't meeting up in person anymore. So I, as the business owner, had to figure out ways to transition all of our records onto a virtual platform, which we had already started doing and had some things that were already up on an electronic medical record system, but not everything was up there. And when we made this transition to teletherapy, it really made me realize some of the things that we were lacking at that point. So we had to come up with a way to get the reports to be also included in the electronic medical records, as well as we had our parent signatures, which typically when we were going in person, we were having the parent sign on a piece of paper saying that we were there. And now all of a sudden, because it was virtual, we had to come up with a new way. And we actually decided as a company to start using a service called Sign Now. And it's been absolutely beautiful, and it's worked really, really well for what we need. And there's actually talk of just continuing to use this even when we go back in person because of the accessibility and how easy it is to keep track of everything. Other things that I had to figure out this past year were moving. I moved to a brand new state in the midst of the pandemic because my husband got a new job. And I also had to adjust to the changing roles of being pregnant and not having the energy, not having the same motivation and capabilities and ability for me to handle everything that I was doing up until that point. And then also kind of going back to the business aspect, I had to learn how to run a company virtually from another state. So there were so many things that happened over this past year and over my entire journey being an OT. And again, not everything has gone how I had planned that it would go. And there have been things that have been extremely challenging. There have been things that have been more so on the negative side. And then there have been some things that have been extremely positive and have gone better than I could have expected. And I think really the entire purpose of this episode is to think about every experience, think about every opportunity, think about everything that you go through on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly basis, decade basis. I mean, me talking about my fieldwork experience was over a decade ago, and really taking the time to digest what each experience means and what you can take away from each experience, regardless if it's good or bad. Really, everything we face in our lives is an opportunity for us to learn from. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, but it's always an opportunity to learn. So it's important to reflect on our experiences. Again, both good and bad. And don't automatically start complaining when things don't go our way, because you'll never know how things will actually turn out in the long run. Something that you might have been originally frustrated about might turn out to be a super valuable learning opportunity. So, with that being said, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you have any takeaways about the last year or the last couple years, about your experiences on Level 2 fieldwork, as a new grad, as a business owner during this time, and if you want to share, shoot me an email or shoot me a DM on Instagram. And if you haven't listened to the full interview with Allison and Allie about their experiences in Level 2 fieldworks, give it a listen at otforlife.com/104. Also, don't forget about this month's question of the month. I am recording an extra special episode to feature this month's question of the month, answering all your money questions. To do so, I am bringing on the one and only Mindy Jensen from the Bigger Pockets Money podcast to help me answer these questions. So head on over to otforlife.com/question of the month to see the question and submit your responses. Thanks again for listening, because for us, occupational therapy is more than just a job. OT is for life. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you like what you hear, here are three easy ways you can help support the show. One, head over to otforlife.com to find out more about any resources discussed on the show. Remember, that's OT4LYFE.com. Two, share the podcast with a friend, colleague, or anyone interested in occupational therapy. Three, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss out on any upcoming episodes. And while you're there, be sure to leave a review saying how much you love the show. Thanks again. I'll catch you next time, OT for Lifers.